Now we're turning our attention to an issue that's been raised at all level, really an issue that's being called on to be worked on. And figures coming through from the HSE Southwest show that last year there were serious issues that have left just funds for 9 public dentist roles in Cork and Kerry for vulnerable groups. The schools programme we're talking about is also under pressure, with 31,000 fewer children seen in 2023 than it was in 2027. The low numbers have been described as astonishing by the Irish Dental Association, while Deputy Colin Burke of Fine Gael is calling for action in relation to that, and for people, and particularly those in vulnerable groups, to be provided for in this area. And Deputy Burke is with me on the line. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
The situation here, how have things disimproved so much between 2017 and 2023? Is it down to the universal problem in our health services of recruitment and retention and finding the dentists to fill these public roles?
Well, our biggest problem in relation to dentistry, and I've been raising this for over the last 12 months, the number of people that get into college to do dentistry is the same for the last 20 years. While the numbers of students has increased, a large percentage of those students are from overseas. We have not opened up new places for dentists and training in our colleges. Now, there is one of the colleges that started dental training this year for the first time, or in 2025 for the first time, but that's still 5 years on the road before they're qualified. So this gap has been building up over quite a considerable period of time. And then in relation to dentists who are in the private sector, we had over 1,400 dentists in the private sector who were also dealing with public patients. That has dropped down to something over 800. And in fact, the Irish Dental Association believe it's down to as little as 600. So these were dentists who were providing care for people who were coming in, who have medical cards and who are entitled to dental treatment, and then finding that there isn't, the private dentists now are not prepared to offer that service to them. Therefore, the numbers offering that service has reduced dramatically. And then in relation to special needs, we haven't increased the number of dentists who are working in that area where providing dental care for children with additional needs. And we now have a huge backlog then in children trying to get access to treatment. And I think it's something that really, really needs to be radically reviewed and see how can we deal with this issue and deal with it in a timely manner.
Okay, the issue though, the primary issue, does it stem from that situation of just not enough dental places for training, not enough places for people who want to be dentists in our system, and increased, almost like a perfect storm where you have a number of foreign students coming, which is fine, but those foreign students tend to go back home once they've trained here. So we've even less than we had in amidst a growing population.
Yeah, and this is the problem. The population of this country has increased dramatically over the last 20, 25 years. We haven't increased the number of dental training places for our students. Last year was the first time when one of the colleges opened up a new course completely, and that was the first time in 25 years that we've had an increase. Trinity and UCC were the only two colleges providing training for dental students, and the Royal College of Surgeons, now RCSI, has now opened up a course in 2025. They intend increasing their numbers. I think they took in something like 20 or 25 Irish students this year, but they intend growing their numbers up to 35. But we still have a challenge in that UCC and Trinity haven't got the funding to train Irish students. To train a dentist is quite expensive.
This
is one of the things we're
allowing
in Cork. And we need to increase the funding in that area. I put a lot of pressure on. I raised it within the Fine Gael Parliamentary Party meeting over eight months ago about the need to increase the number of dental training places in both in Trinity and UCC. And we need to challenge this. And we did this previously in relation to I spent 2 years canvassing, lobbying for to increase the number of radiation therapists, for instance, in our hospitals. We had a huge shortfall in radiation therapists, and we've increased the number of training places in both UCC and in Dublin as well. I think we increased in Trinity from 25 up to 50, and in Cork I think we've increased it substantially as well. So, you know, it can be done, but remember, when you decide to increase the training places, it still takes 5 years before they're coming on stream. Yeah. What we now need to do immediately in relation to children with special needs, we need to look at, is there a better way of trying to get them access to dentists and get access in a timely manner?
Yeah, we need to do something much quicker, more innovative to try and make that. And aside from even that, those numbers, would, I don't know if they'd be in this number, but on the public side of things, 100,000 children are waiting for a public dental appointment. You know, 6 year waiting list for orthodontic care, including braces for children as well. So that's those issues continuing to grow if we don't have the dentist to provide them.
Yeah, and then there's other issue in the schools programme. We now have a drop in the number of children being reviewed and under the schools programme between 2017 and 2023. It has dropped quite substantially. So we need to look at that as well. And again, it's because we don't have enough dentists working within the HSE, within the public system, to carry out those reviews within the schools. So we've got to look at that as well. We have a huge challenge, and it's not going to be sorted out overnight, but let's get started and let's start dealing with it.
Yeah, the longer it goes on, the less children that see dentists less early, the more problems they'll have with their teeth, the more pressure on the system as they get older as well, and worse outcomes as well. Colm, listen, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much for talking to me about that on the programme this morning. That's Fine Gael TD, Colm Burke there, talking about the issue of, and an issue has been raising for some time now, those figures coming by way of a parliamentary query that he made, the funding gap for special needs dentistry in Cork, which is being affected by the schools programme, where people are presenting at HSC clinics that are designed for special needs and vulnerable groups. Just 9 senior public dentist roles to treat children with disabilities and other vulnerable groups in Cork, and Kerry, woefully understaffed at the moment.